tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of this beautiful series, Dimensions of Islamic Life. And inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to discuss glimpses of the blessed manners of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, as we know that in every matter, the life history and the seerah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best example for a Muslim. And by following it properly, every Muslim can have success in this world and in the hereafter. But before we dive deep into today's topic, let's inshallah remind one another to recite durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we would have the privilege to listen about the morals and the manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of the best, subhanallah. Out of his blessed biography, we'll learn, alhamdulillah, valuable lessons. And in his dignity, Allah Azza wa Jal himself has stated in the glorious Quran, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And indeed, you possess an exemplary character. Illustrating the importance of his character and the motive of his blessed arrival, the blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has stated, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, that I have been sent for the completion of good manners. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, he says, تیرے خلق کو حق نے عظیم کہا, تیری خلق کو حق نے جمیل کیا, کوئی تجھ سا ہوا ہے نہ ہوگا شہا, تیرے خالق حسن و ادا کی قسم. سبحان اللہ. What does it mean? That Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal has termed your blessed manners in the glorious Quran the exalted and sublime. And he blessed your apparent being with incredible beauty. And by Allah Azza wa Jal, he has adorned you with blessed personality with excellent actions. And by Rabb Azza wa Jal, neither there is anybody as supreme and as beautiful as you, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor could anyone be like you in the future. Allah. So, those are some beautiful words describing the inner and outer beauty of the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sheikh Tariqat Amir Sunnah Damat Barakatul Aliya, he seeks help from the court of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Mere akhlaq acche ho, mere sab kaam acche ho, bana do mujhko tum paband sunnat ya Rasulullah." Amin bijahi Nabi Amin. Sallu ala al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Let's inshallah, while we are discussing the beautiful morals and the manners of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's listen to a beautiful and faith-refreshing naat in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yes, that naat is pertaining to the beauty and the journey to the holy city of Madina Munawwara, inshallah azza wa jal. The shair says, Madine ka safar hai, aur main namdida namdida. Subhanallah. And it is recited by none other than Rukne Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Pyare Islami bhaiyon aur Madani channel ke nazreen, Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, bachpan mein jo mujhe yaad padta hai, zindagi mein sabse pehle agar maine koi naat padhi thi to wo yahi naat thi jo aaj main aapke samne ek bar phir pesh kar raha hu. کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت،
یا صاحب بصیرت،
کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت، آنکھیں بچھی ہوئی ہیں ہر جا تیری گلی میں، دنیا تیری گلی میں، عقبا تیری گلی میں، عقبا تیری گلی میں۔
بابا کہاں چلے؟
مدینے،
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نندی دانندی دا، جبھی افسردہ افسردہ، قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ،
چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جانب طیبہ، چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جانب طیبہ، نظر شرمندہ شرمندہ، بدن لرزیدہ لرزیدہ، نظر شرمندہ شرمندہ، بدن لرزیدہ لرزیدہ۔
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نندیدہ نندیدہ، جبھی افسردہ افسردہ، قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ،
کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ، کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ، کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ پیچیدہ، کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ پیچیدہ۔
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نندیدہ نندیدہ، جبھی افسردہ افسردہ، قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ،
کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ، کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ، نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ دزدیدہ، نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ دزدیدہ۔
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نندیدہ نندیدہ، جبھی افسردہ افسردہ، قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ۔
مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں، مدینے جا
کہ ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں. ہوا پاکیزہ پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ سنجیدہ, ہوا پاکیزہ پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ سنجیدہ.
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ, جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ.
بسارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے. بسارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے. مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ نادیدہ, مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ نادیدہ.
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ, جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ.
وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر, وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر, فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ رنجیدہ. فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ رنجیدہ.
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ, جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. سبحان اللہ, واٹ اے بیوٹیفل کلام. مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ. سبحان اللہ, ایز یو ہیو انجوائڈ دس بیوٹیفل کلام اینڈ دس بیوٹیفل پلی ان دا کورٹ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, میں اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی ٹیک اس آل ٹو دا مبارک سٹی آف مدینہ منورہ اینڈ bless us with the ziyarat of Haramain Sharifain. Ameen bijahi Nabiyil Ameen. As we are speaking of the beautiful manners of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regards to this Sayyidina Zaid bin Sa'na radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, prior to embracing Islam, he once bought some dates from the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before he embraced Islam. And he was a Jewish scholar at that time. And he came to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and demanded in a very angry and bitter tone, staring at the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with contempt in his eyes and clutching his clothes. Zaid bin Sa'na said, "It has become the trait of the family of Abdul Muttalib to delay in fulfilling the rights of people." Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu witnessed this and he became infuriated. And he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stared at Zayd and shouted him, O enemy of Allah, how dare you disrespect the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this manner? By Allah azza wa jal, if the respect of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not stop me, I would have definitely cut your head off with my sword. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he responded to this. He said, Umar, what are you saying? You should have encouraged me to fulfill his rights. And you would have taught him how to ask with kindness. And by doing this, you could have helped both of us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then ordered him to give Zayd dates equivalent to his rights and add a little extra. Zayd bin Sana then asked Sayyidina Umar, O Umar, why did you give me more than my rightful share? And he radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered me to give you more to console your heart after I stared at you and terrified you. He asked Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu if he had recognized that he was Zayd bin Sana, the noted scholar of the Jews. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, no. And Sayyidina Umar then asked him, why did he disrespect the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a manner? To which he explained, Zayd bin Sana explained that, Umar, the truth is that I found all the qualities of the final prophet in Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are mentioned in Torah, except for two, which I had to test myself. The first is that his patience will overcome ignorance. And the second is that his patience will increase if he is treated with additional ignorance. Allahu Akbar. Through this plan of asking for the dates before time, I've now seen all the signs of the final prophet in him. And I declare that indeed he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a true prophet. O Umar, I'm a very rich man, and be witness that I have given half of my wealth as charity for the Muslim Ummah. Sayyidina Zayd bin Sana then came to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and read the kalima and embraced Islam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Tere akhlaq par qurbaan, tere awsaf par wari, musalma kya adu bhi, tera qail ya Rasulullah. What does this beautiful couplet mean? It means that, O beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my life be sacrificed for your excellent attributes and sublime character, that not only those who are familiar with you, but also an unfamiliar people, they were also truly inspired by your excellent attributes and sublime character. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We just learned about this beautiful incident in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed the condition of the heart of this man who came to test him, subhanallah, and found his manners to be excellent. In response to ignorance, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exercised tolerance and patience. And over and above more ignorance, his patience and tolerance only grew and he became more generous, subhanallah, and he asked Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to give him more dates to console his heart, subhanallah. This, the paradigm of exalted morals and manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that no matter how much anybody would hurt him, show rudeness to him, treat him with disrespect and contempt, and speak ill of his family, in short, if anybody did whatever worse they could do, if anyone go to this extent, crossing all limits of barbaric manners, but hats off to the possessor of the most exalted character, that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instead of being aggressive, always showed gentleness, tolerance, patience, subhanallah. Any single act of scolding, threatening, beating, or staring angrily, or any other act of any kind of bad manner towards any ill-mannered individual from the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beyond imagination. Rather, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed such an incredible mercy towards the ill-mannered and rude people with which enthralled them, changed the condition of their hearts, and they embraced Islam, impressed by the manners and the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal has regarded the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be azim, to be sublime, to be great, subhanallah. By the blessings of his morals and manners, countless non-Muslims, they embraced Islam, and limitless number of people experienced Madani transformation in their lives. The fastest growing light of Islam wiped out the darkness of ignorance and disgrace. And the bloodthirsty came under the fold of Islam and became the followers of the greatest Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Keeping the best morals and manners of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in perspective, if we make self-assessment and accordingly conclude that whether we have such spirit and enthusiasm of forgiving our enemies, do we have that within us? This beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did it change us for the better? That's what we need to assess and introspect, and inshallah better ourselves. Certainly we ourselves expect others to forgive our blunders, our mistakes. But on the other hand, did we forgive the seeker of forgiveness over depriving us of our rights? No, we don't. Did we ever accept the excuse of our Muslim brothers by showing affection towards them and by crushing our ego? We seldom do that. Did we ever forgive somebody feeling remorseful and earn a reward as a return? Or being the puppet in the hands of Satan, ma'azallah, we have deprived our Muslim brothers of their honor by swearing and making them feel ashamed. Don't we do that? Now, this is against the beautiful manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the teachings that he has brought forth to us. However, we should all take the blessed life history and the seerah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as our true role model. And by following it practically and properly, we should strive to improve our manners in return. Encouraging people to improve their manners, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Ahsin khuluqak." Improve your manners. Now, you might say that, you know, some people might say that, I know about my Islam, I have manners, what do I need to learn? There is, you know, you cannot be such a person that doesn't leave room for improvement. There is always room for improvement. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us to leave that room for improvement. And he says in his Mubarak hadith, "Ahsin khuluqak," meaning improve your manners. You can always improve. We can always improve, inshallah. There's always room for improvement, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Therefore, we should inculcate the excellent traits of the Sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in ourselves, such as patience, fortitude, tolerance, gentleness, forgiveness, modesty, respect for elders, affection towards youngsters, and a sense of sympathy and sacrifice and serving all Muslims, and try to replace the chaos and unrest by peace and harmony gradually through good morals and manners. Subhanallah. Our character should be exalted to such a level that people get close to Islam by seeing our manners and etiquette. And they have to ponder finally that if the manners of the slaves are so excellent, to such a great extent, then how great will be the manners of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the wisdom. If you look at the manners of Araqeen Shura, of Mumballighin of Dawat Islami, of Nigran Shura, of Amir al-Sunnah Da'wah Barakatuh Mullah Aliyah himself, then you will know, you will understand. If these are the manners and beautiful ethics displayed by these devotees of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then how great would be the manners of the beloved Mustafa himself? Allahu Akbar. Kardo mala mal aqa daulat e akhlaq se khulq ki daulat se ye mehroom o badguftar hai. Ameen bijahi Nabi Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَسَلَّمْ. Brothers, Allah Azza wa Jal adorned His blessed Anbiya and Prophets alayhi wasalam, his supreme attributes, and sent them to all nations for their guidance. And he gathered all the virtues of blessed Anbiya alayhi wasalam in the prominent personality of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and sent him in the world, in the end, Akhiri Nabi subhanallah. As Amir Sunan Dawud Barakatuhu Al-Aliya beautiful says,
میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی
آمین بجاہ النبی الامین سبحان اللہ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered all the virtues of all the Anbiya, approximately 124,000 Anbiya ikram came to this world for the guidance of different nations of human race. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came at the end. And he possessed all those virtues of all those Anbiya in him, subhanallah, making him the most noble creation of Allah. One can determine the best manners of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the fact that once Sayyidina Sa'd bin Hisham radiallahu ta'ala anhu came in the court of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he asked about the morals and the manners of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said to him, don't you recite Quran? And he humbly said, yes, I do. She then said, the morals and the manners of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the Quran. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. If anybody causes us a little trouble or shows ill manners towards us, to which we, instead of practicing the manners of forgiveness and showing mercy and kindness towards them, we become their enemy, and using different tactics we try to take revenge. But hats off to the best and noble manners of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he used to forgive his sworn enemies. Allahu Akbar. After the conquest of Makkah and the position of dominance of the Muslims, those wicked disbelievers caused grieving and severe hardship to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the blessed companion alayhim ridwan. They were brought in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam after the conquest of Makkah, those people who did this injustice to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his sahaba. When they were brought in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if there had been any worldly king, he would have proposed any strict and severe punishment. But here is the king of all hearts, subhanallah, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How he treated them, let's inshallah listen to the account of it and obtain the madani advice from the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from his beautiful seerah. That if we analyze this event thoroughly, we will find that there were so many tyrants of the Quraysh present there who had frequently pelted stones at the Mubarak personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Among them were also those ferocious tyrants who had attempted to martyr the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam many times, and those merciless and relentless oppressors were also present there who had martyred the blessed teeth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and smeared the enlightened face of the noblest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his blood. Those infidels were also they who had disheartened the merciful Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through their slandering and abusive language. Also stood were those wild and diabolical characters that had choked the blessed throat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by tying with a shawl. Among those people were also those tyrants who had struck the princess of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, with spear, causing her to fall down from her camel and to suffer a miscarriage. Those cruel and brutal tyrants were also they due to whom many aggressive attacks and oppressive raids had caused recurrent upheaval in the city of Madinah Munawwara. Those tyrants were also present there who had killed the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Those that had cut off his nose and ears, extracted his eyes and chewed on his liver were also present there. Those heartless and merciless people were also there who had tortured the self-devoted, ardent followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Suhaib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Ammar radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Zayd bin Dathinna radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in. By tying them with ropes, cracking them with whips, and forcing them to lay down on salting sand, some were made to lay on blazing coals and others were hung and martyred. Allahu Akbar. Now all these violent oppressors were shame-stricken and their inner selves were shivering with the suspect outcome of their ill deeds. Allahu Akbar. What would be the suspected outcome of their ill deeds? They knew better. They were standing as criminals, helplessly trembling in front of 10,000s of Muhajireen and Ansar. Allahu Akbar. They were contemplating in their hearts that perhaps today they will be fed to dogs and their flesh will be fed to crows and kites. The furiously angry army of Ansar and Muhajireen will assassinate their children, destroy their belongings, and ravage their dwellings and towns. However, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the most merciful Prophet, he announced absolute and unconditional forgiveness for all. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. After this, the revered and renowned Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam conducted the first general congregation in the house of Allah in the Holy Kaaba, that not only comprised of a great number of Muslim soldiers, but many prominent figures of infidels and pagans also attended it, subhanAllah. In this gathering, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered a sermon and then addressed the people of Makkah and said, "Do you know how I'm going to treat you today?" Listening to this alarming and fearful question, all the disbelievers became confounded and began to tremble with fear. When they observed the beautiful manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he presented himself before them, they collectively said, "Akhun kareem wa abnu akhin kareem," that you are a kind brother and the son of a kind father. Subhanallah. The conqueror of Makkah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied in his compassionate manner and he said, "La tathriba alaykum al-yawm fadhhabu antum at-tulaqa." Today there is no charge unto you all. Go, you're all free. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Such an unexpected and sudden merciful reply caused the eyes of the criminals to well up with tears. And the slogans of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam were echoing from every direction and on the tongues of infidel that produced a spiritual cover all around the Holy Kaaba. Such an amazing revolution took place in the hearts of the disbelievers that the whole environment changed. Jahan tariq tha, benur tha, aur sakht kala tha. Koi parde se kya nikla ki ghar ghar mein ujala tha. Subhanallah. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she said that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never took revenge over anybody in any manner for his own sake. Therefore, on the occasion of the conquest of Makkah, they mustered up courage, thinking that if we beg him for mercy even today, he is merciful and kind and he will not disappoint us. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Such was the beautiful conduct of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his mercy knew no bound. Allahu Akbar. Ye seedha rasta haq ka batane aaye hain. Ye haq ke bandon ko haq se milane aaye hain. Ye bhule bichhdon ko raste pe laane aaye hain. یہ بھولے بھٹکوں کو ہادی بنانے آئے ہیں. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. If we were to ask ourselves, have we ever witnessed or seen such a kind-hearted king and conqueror? No, the history has never seen Allahu Akbar. Definitely, our answer will be negation. Because the Honorable Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is incomparable. He is unique and matchless in his every attribute. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, through his noble deeds and morals, has not only treated people gracefully, but also kept urging his slaves to adopt good manners. And he repeatedly describes its worldly benefits in the hadith and the benefits that we are going to obtain in the hereafter as well. Let's inshallah azza wa jal listen to some of the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this regard. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in one of his hadith that you cannot please people with your wealth, but your courtesy and smiling appearance can please them. Subhanallah. Meaning, no matter if you are wealthy, that doesn't mean that you don't need to have good manners, but to please someone, to put a smile on someone's face, you got to have good manners. Subhanallah. This is the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to us. In another hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that wherever you live, keep fearing Allah azza wa jal and do some deed after a sin, because the virtuous deed will remove the sin, and treat people with good manners. Subhanallah. Again, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam encourages us to treat people with kindness, with goodness. And in another hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, do not regard any good deed as insignificant. Even meeting your brother with a smiling face. Subhanallah, that is another sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to smile. And in a beautiful hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, there is nothing that weighs heavier on the scale of deeds than good manners on the day of judgment. And undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal does not like foul language and uttering obscenities. Subhanallah. In a beautiful hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, two attributes can never be found together in a hypocrite: good manners and understanding of the religion. Allahu Akbar. Meaning, we need to have, as Muslims, good morals and manners. As Muslim, as the Ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we are learning from these ahadith, let's inshallah practice them and inshallah incorporate them into our daily lives. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. In a beautiful hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in iman, the perfect believer is the one who is best in manners. Subhanallah. And lastly, he says in his Mubarak hadith that on the day of judgment, those amongst you who would be dear and near to me in my company are the ones who have good manners and adopt humbleness. That is another beautiful trait and quality of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we need to incorporate into our lives. Subhanallah. The entire life history and biography of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beautiful seerah, is filled with these madani pearls of wisdom. Alhamdulillah. A renowned commentator, a great thinker of the Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has said that it has been experienced many times that people become friends of the well-mannered people, and the people, including family members and even the acquaintances, dislike an ill-mannered person. People, including family members and even acquaintances, they show respect to the well-mannered person and like to serve him as well. Subhanallah. So a person with good morals and ethics, with good manners, is always welcomed, alhamdulillah, in all walks of life, to the people that may be your friends, in your family circle, alhamdulillah. Those who have good manners, always liked and welcomed by people, alhamdulillah. This is the wisdom of following the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, if we want people to show affection towards us, listen to us with full attention, and no one show aversion to us, then we should treat every Muslim gracefully. Unfortunately, dear viewers, a great number of people fall prey to this evil. However, people treat wealthy and educated people well, but when they are poor and uneducated and less fortunate people, individuals before them, then they treat them very badly. Why is this double standard? We need to overcome this, inshallah azza wa jal, and treat all and sundry with respect, inshallah azza wa jal. All our Muslim brothers, the entire ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, deserves our respect. And if we are we show rudeness and if we express ill manners towards our brothers and sisters, then it is not a true reflection of a true believer. Inshallah azza wa jalla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to truly adopt the beautiful manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sunnah, and study his sirah inshallah azza wa jalla, and try to act upon those beautiful manners of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who that melted the hearts of even his ardent enemies. Despite the fact that such rudeness is against the teaching of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to behave with the elders and the youngsters, rich and poor, and even slaves gracefully. Who are we to go against the teachings of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Our respect and dignity lies in following the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because we are who we are, what we are, through the sadaqah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As an ummah, we have our identity by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to accept the invitation of his slaves even for the food consisting of barley bread and simple food. When the poor used to fall ill, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to visit them, give the poor and destitute his blessed company, and sit among them, Allahu Akbar, among his blessed companions. Subhanallah. Such was the conduct and the akhlaq of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, she says that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sometimes used to give a ride his attendant behind him, Allahu Akbar. He used to give a ride to his attendant behind him. Dear Islamic brothers, as the acquaintances used to have privilege to obtain the blessings of the best morals and manners of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, family members also enjoyed the graceful conduct of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the blessed personality of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was unparalleled in terms of showing affection and graceful behavior. In response to a question, the mother of believers, Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she stated that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself would mend his own blessed shoes and patch his own clothes and would do all those household chores that men do in their houses. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Such was the beautiful manner of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers, as we do in every episode, we introduce a beautiful book of Maktabatul Madina for your benefit, inshallah azza wa jal, to increase our knowledge and to inshallah azza wa jal again, you know, beautify our lives as Muslims by learning more about our beautiful deen of Islam and trying to practice on them, inshallah azza wa jal. And this book is another beautiful and great publication of Maktabatul Madina, and the name of the book is The Beloved Children of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, let's inshallah introduce this book in today's segment. That is, to succeed, you must read. Yes, inshallah azza wa jal, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has commanded us to acquire knowledge. And inshallah azza wa jal, in this way, we get to fulfill that command of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, let's watch this beautiful clip, after which we'll return and discuss more about this beautiful book. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
My dear viewers, let's listen to a few Madani pearls of clothing. Number one, the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, the veil between the eyes of the jinn and the sitr, the parts of the body that must be concealed of people, is to recite Bismillah when anyone is about to take off his clothes. A renowned commentator, great thinker of Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Ya Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, as a wall or curtain serves as a barrier to the sight of people, this zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal will serve as a barrier to the sight of jinns, preventing them from seeing a person's private parts. Number two, despite having the means to wear good clothing, if a person avoids them due to humility, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him wear the attire of karama, in other words, a heavenly dress. Number three, clothing must be obtained from halal earnings. No salah, whether fard or nafil, is accepted if offered in the clothing obtained from haram earnings. Number four, start wearing clothes from the right side. For example, when wearing your upper garment, put your right arm into the right sleeve first and then your left arm into the left sleeve. Number five, in the same way, when putting on the lower garment, put your right foot into the right side first and then the left foot into the left side. When taking clothes off, do the opposite. In other words, start from the left side. Number six, it is stated on page 409 of the third volume of the 1197-page book Bahari Shariat, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Da'at Islami. It is a sunnah that the length of the kurta, the upper garment, be up to half of the shin, and that of the sleeve be up to the fingertips at the most, with its width of one hand span. Number seven, it is a sunnah for males to keep the bottom of the trousers tahbad above the ankles. Number eight, men should wear only masculine clothing and women should only wear only feminine clothing. Take the same care when dressing small children. Number nine, wearing clothes showing arrogance is forbidden. Whether one has become arrogant or not can be determined by pondering over one's feelings. If one has the same state after wearing the clothes he had before wearing, it indicates that he has not become arrogant. If the previous state does not exist anymore, this shows he has become arrogant. Therefore, he should refrain from wearing such clothes because arrogance is a very evil trait. To learn various sunan, obtain the following books, Bahari Shariat, Part 16, comprising of 312 pages, and Sunnate or Adab, comprising of 120 pages, both published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Da'at Islami. One of the best ways to learn Sunnah is to travel in the Madani Kafilas of Da'at Islami with the devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, you are watching this beautiful clip in which manners of Sunnah clothing were explained in detail, alhamdulillah. And this is none other than our brother Saif Attari, a great mubaligh of Da'at Islam. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all tawfiq to follow the sunnah manners of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, as we discussed, that we are going to talk about this beautiful publication of Maktabatul Madina, and that is the beloved children of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This book, alhamdulillah, it is a lengthy read, mashallah, and each page is filled with great wisdom and hikmah, alhamdulillah. Great information. There are Quranic verses, there are hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, passages from the seerah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You get to learn so much about the history of the beautiful lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, if we love the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, automatically the love of Ahlul Bayt and the children of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would automatically come, subhanallah. As the Ahl Bayt, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are like the ark of Nuh alayhi salam, subhanallah, for the ummah. So Allama Abdul Mustafa Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, it is written on page 23 of this book. He says that all the historians have arrived at a consensus that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had six children, two sons, Sayyidina Qasim and Sayyidina Ibrahim, and four daughters, Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Umm Kulsum, and Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anhunna. But some historians have said that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had another son by the name of Abdullah, whose title is Tayyib and Tahir. According to this saying, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seven children, three sons and four daughters. And Shaykh Abdul Aqmuaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala has said that this is the most authentic opinion that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had 7 children. Among all these 7 blessed children of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Ibrahim was born to Sayyida Maria Qibtiyya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and the rest of the blessed children were born to Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra Ummul Mu'mineen radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Inshallah azza wa jal, if you would like to learn more, get your hands on a copy of this beautiful book and publication of Maktabatul Madina from your local Maktabatul Madina bookshop, or you can acquire it online from the website of Dawat Islami free of cost, www.dawatislami.net. Inshallah azza wa jal, you can go there, you can go to the book section and download this book and read it, inshallah azza wa jal. Let shaitan not stop you from reading this beautiful publication, and inshallah benefit yourself, and at the same time you can pass it on to your children so they get to learn about the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you can pass it on to your friends and your family members as well. You can give it as a gift, inshallah azza wa jal. Books are, I think they are one of the best form of gifts. You can give it to someone, inshallah azza wa jal, and in that way they can increase their knowledge of Islam. Inshallah, until next time, sallu al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.